morning, and welcome to the Redeemer's Refuge radio broadcast, brought to you by Redeemer Lutheran Church, 1 Deer Walk Lane in Charleston, a member congregation of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Redeemer Lutheran Church, help, hope, and home in the body of Christ. The psalmist writes, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Psalm 46:1. This speaks to the hope God gives us amid the struggles of life. When life storms blow around us, our Redeemer, Jesus, gives refuge in the mighty fortress of our God. We pray this broadcast will remind you of that beautiful truth today.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you, from God our Father and our Lord, our risen King, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Let us pray. O King of glory, Lord of hosts, uplifted in triumph, far above all heavens, leave us not without consolation. Send us the Spirit of truth whom you promised from the Father, for you live and reign with him and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reading for this seventh Sunday of Easter is from the book of Acts, chapter 1, verses 12 through 26. One of the men who have accompanied us during all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day when he was taken up from us, one of these men must become with us a witness to his resurrection. They put forward two, Joseph called Barsabbas, who was also called Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, You, Lord, who know the hearts of all, show which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in this ministry and apostleship from which Judas turned aside to go to his own place. And they cast lots for them, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. To be one not chosen, whether it's for a team, a job, a club membership, or some other activity, can be one of the most embarrassing events in our life. We end up feeling rejected and unacceptable. In our first text this morning, we hear that both Justus and Matthias were considered as the one to replace Judas as the 12th disciple. Matthias was chosen and Justus was not. Justus knew the embarrassment of not being chosen for this position. Yet we know that Justus and every Christian are chosen by God to be among his beloved sons and daughters and to be witnesses to him. Each of us is special to God, for he chooses us even if the world doesn't. However, there is a part of us that can relate to the unchosen Justus. Someone was needed to replace Judas as the 12th disciple after Judas betrayed Jesus and took his own life. The apostles were gathered together during those 10 days between Jesus' ascension, which we celebrated on Thursday, and Pentecost, which we know is coming up next Sunday. The apostles did not know when that outpouring of the Holy Spirit was going to come, but they did understand that to carry out the Great Commission Jesus had given them before he had ascended, they would need to be at full strength, 12 strong. So the other Christians considered two men for the job, Justus and Matthias. Both men were qualified, both had experience, both had served faithfully. Both were deserving of the honor. Both were loved by God. They were both good men, but only one could be chosen for the position. After casting lots, Matthias was chosen. Today, Matthias is remembered as a saint. His feast day, St. Matthias Day, is February 24th. And Justus? Well, he is completely forgotten. After this account in Scripture, he drops out of sight and is never heard of again. Being forgotten is what often happens when you're the one not chosen. You are sometimes forgotten, ignored, or considered nobody. I can't help but wonder how Justice felt that day. He was qualified, experienced, deserving. 120 of his fellow Christians said he was eligible, but Matthias got the job. How did that feel to be the unchosen one? To have them say, "No, Justice, not you, but Matthias." Justice even knew that God had caused the lot to fall where it did. God chose Matthias rather than him. I bet that hurt. I imagine most of us can feel for Justice because we all want to be the one chosen. Sinfully and selfishly, we want to be the favorite, best dressed, most likely to succeed, the best speaker, or most congenial. We want to be loved, admired, appreciated, and complimented. We want to be the one chosen for honors, awards, teams, prizes, and promotions. Many of us would like to be number one. Perhaps that sinful desire was a cause of Judas' betrayal of Jesus. But in the world, we can't all make it to the top. The base of a pyramid is much bigger than the top. Just in recent news, there was a slew of cities vying to be Amazon's second headquarters. They've narrowed the field to 20, which means 19 more will be disappointed in the end. Justice has a lot of company today. Often, there's no consolation prize. Ricky Bobby famously said, "If you ain't first, you're last." In fact, just the term consolation prize reminds us that when we are not chosen for whatever the big prize is, we need to be consoled. Every one of us at times is the unchosen one. We can identify with Justice all too readily. The unchosen ones exist everywhere. The one who didn't have enough skill to make the team, or good enough grades for the scholarship, or the one who tried to lead but nobody followed, the one who gave her all, came up just short. However, whether or not the world has chosen us for any special honors or awards, God by grace has chosen us to be his sons and daughters. To be chosen by God's grace is the greatest recognition or award in life. Time after time, the scriptures remind us of our chosen status. Long ago, the prophet Isaiah wrote, "You are my servant. I have chosen you and not cast you off. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Jesus said, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you." Paul described our being chosen in these words, "But we ought always to give thanks to God for you, brothers, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you as the first fruits to be saved through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ." By Jesus' death on the cross, he shows us that despite our sin, we are special to God. We are important to him. We are the chosen ones who are loved, forgiven, and saved by his grace. By the Holy Spirit, we are placed on God's spiritual team, the church. And here, in the church, he invites us to come to his holy table, where we receive his body and his blood for the forgiveness of our sins. We are God's chosen ones, and that is something wonderful indeed. Imagine you're at a large gathering of people, awaiting the arrival of an important guest. Everyone's standing around, looking at the door for the special guest to come. Finally, he arrives. All eyes are suddenly on him. He seems so knowledgeable, so energetic, and has an electric personality. You would love to speak to him, if only for a short time. Everyone in the crowded room is thinking the same thing. Now the guest's eyes scan the room, searching. Suddenly his eyes stop. He smiles and walks over to you. He extends his hand and introduces himself. "You, of all the people in the room, have been chosen for this special recognition." Imagine your joy and excitement. Words spoken to us can make a big difference in our lives. Coach says, you made the team. A teacher says, you're an outstanding student. Beloved whispers to us, I love you. In the words spoken to us at our baptism, God says to us, you are my child. I forgive your sins. You are now a part of my family of faith. We too know the power of God's words. Each one of us is his chosen one. When Martin Luther was tempted to put himself down or feel depressed, he reminded himself of his baptism, which made him a child of God. Consequently, whenever we feel unchosen, unwanted, unappreciated, or unloved, we can remind ourselves that our value in God's eyes is not determined by how many teams we're on, how many awards we've won, how much we have, how others view us. Rather, our worth is given to us by God, who made us in his image and saves us by his grace. Never forget or doubt that in Christ, we are God's beloved. Amen. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father comfort our hearts and establish them in every good work and word. Let us pray. Risen, ascended Lord, as we rejoice at your triumph, fill your church on earth with power and compassion, that all who are estranged by sin may find forgiveness and know your peace. Glory of God the Father.
Thank you for giving us a brief moment of your day. Our prayer and hope is that the message of the good news of Jesus Christ will have a positive impact for you as we at Redeemer Lutheran Church endeavor to be help, hope, and home in the body of Christ for all whom we meet. We invite you to come and receive the Lord's blessing through word and sacrament as we gather on Sunday mornings at 10:45 for our worship service. We're located at 1 Deerwalk Lane, just off the Paula Road exit on Corridor G. You can find us on the web at RedeemerWV.org and on Facebook at Redeemer Lutheran Church WV. Thank you, and may God bless your day.